Papa John's loves high school football and is proud to partner with Peps Casey on the Papa John's Players of the Week program. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John.
Deion Clisso with Preps KC talking with Wichita Northwest coach Steve Martin. And coach, you guys are in the Class 5A state championship game playing St. Thomas Aquinas this week, Saturday in Pittsburgh. And you've had a fantastic season. When you look at this year and kind of take a look back as you see what your team has done, what's been some of the bright spots for what you guys have been able to accomplish this year?
Well, you know, the big story for us has been, you know, the journey this program has made since 2012 and trying to get to where we were. And, you know, this senior class is guys like Josh Carter and Marcus Hicks has really, really dug a strong foundation of what we did. And it started 2 years ago. We lost, I believe, a quarterfinal game to Derby where we had a lot of talent on a team that just, I didn't think our culture was right. I can't put my finger on it where we went wrong, but I just said this would never, ever happen again as long as I was the head coach here. And we checked our equipment as soon as we got off the bus at Derby. I've never done that. As soon as they walked in, coaches were stripping helmets, shoulder pads. Every piece of equipment we had was turned in that night, and we started fresh with everybody that Monday morning and got after it. And, you know, I really think that the building blocks are made that night, and I think we really set the tone for the direction of our program. And, you know, that built into last year's heartbreaking loss to Derby in the semis. And, you know, we just kept on going on, and that's a credit to our guys, our leaders, of following the vision and following the goals of what we set forth for them. And, you know, that's a bright spot for me. You know, yes, absolutely, you know, putting up a lot of points, the yardage, and being undefeated. But for kids to do that and follow through in the goal and the mission and follow through in the culture is just special. When you can get a bunch of kids to put other people in front of themselves is really special. And, you know, looking back at it, you know, that's what I'm going to take home with this. Whether we win or lose this game Saturday, this group was special. And for them to do that is just unique situation.
Well, your journey here, especially in the last 2 weeks, has been an exciting one. And you've had to break through against some teams that, like Emporia and Bishop Carroll, that are traditional 5A powers. You've done it in spectacular fashion, scoring a lot of points. And then last week in that crazy game with Mays, how fun and nerve-wracking has the last few weeks of the playoffs been?
Well, you know, the thing was with what we did, you know, going to the Bishop Carroll game, you know, the game was never closer than 14 points. And that strategy, you know, I told my staff and we told our offense at halftime, guys, we're going to have to score 70 to win. And I'm glad we told our guys that because they scored, I don't know, 64 or 67. I can't even remember what they scored. But, you know, it's just one of those games where, you know, it was 16 degrees out. The wind was blowing 20 miles per hour that night, you know, and that's what the forecast was. So what we did is we packed the box and said, okay, if you're going to beat us, you got to throw that ball in the air all night long. And, you know, they did. They threw the ball all night long. They put the ball in the air, I believe, 62 times that night and completed 50% of them. And, you know, they were able to move the ball and convert some third downs and stuff. And our defense came up with some big turnovers, you know, that night and got us into opportune situations. And so, you know, that's what we take after it. It was just some good stuff. Our offense, you know, what we said on the halftime is I told our staff is that, hey, we can't let off the gas. We got to keep scoring. You know, they're going to keep scoring and finding ways to score. And then, you know, it's kind of reversed last week as, you know, we went at halftime with a 4-point lead. We scored a critical touchdown right before half on a halfback pass and to really take the lead by four. And, you know, going in, they scored right after halftime, and then we scored. And then our defense came up with three stops in a row to kind of swing the momentum, and it gave us a 59-40-point lead. And so, you know, at that time, you know, you're going, okay, we're 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and we're going to milk some clock. We're up by 19, and that was a huge, huge mistake by me. I should have used my own advice from the last week because Mays' offense can score in bunches just like we can, and they proved that in a hurry. And, you know, it's one of those things where that game was very nerve-wracking, but, you know, we felt like slowing it down was a big mistake last week. And We went for it on, I think the score, we were up by six. It was 59-53 with 5 minutes left in the game, and we had a fourth and one on our own 39-yard line. And we didn't send in a punt. We went for it. And the rationale was, you know, if we punt the ball, they're going to take 4 minutes off the clock. They're going to slow it down, and they're dinking and dunking us. We're not going to have any time left to score. So I went for it, and we missed it by about an inch. And, you know, they scored in a minute. Well, that gave us plenty of time. We went back into our tempo and went right down and scored, you know. So, you know, is that how we envisioned it? No. But, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, I tell people all the time, and I tell my staff, it's everybody's like, oh, coach, you guys are going to, you know, you have all this talent. You're shoo-in to get into the state title game. I said, guys, you have to have a lot of luck to get to the game, and you got to stay healthy. And those are two things that we have had. We've been able to stay healthy for the most part, and we got a little lucky last week.
Well, as you prepare for Aquinas and their flex bone and Coach Dreiling, who's, you know, well-known in Kansas and really in the Midwest, is there anybody you've played who looks like them that you can kind of go back and say, hey, we've seen this before?
Well, you know, Wichita Heights is a flex bone team. I coached under Rick Wheeler, who was a flex bone guy, actually referred to Randy a lot. Him and Rick and Randy are very good friends. So, you know, I have a good relationship with Randy. So I know Randy very well. So you know, we know the style of play they're going to have. You know, Heights uses a more finesse style, whereas Randy will use more of a power style. And then, you know, with Coach Delaney coming on, you know, they're using some stuff more. You know, they're more a little bit diverse, and you see some of his touches on the offense now. And, you know, offensively, you know, they're probably resemble more like an Emporia ground base. They're going to try to just really, really pound it. Wichita West is a big power off tackle toss team. So, you know, you can compare teams like that to them. But none of those teams are going to compare to the type of athletes that Aquinas is going to roll out on the field Saturday. Talk about a team that's blessed with a lot of athletes that can match us athlete for athlete. You know, so it's going to be a monumental task to come out of Pittsburgh with a win.
When you look at their defense, I know here in the Metro we talk about their offense a lot, but I think their defense has been one of their more underrated parts of their game. They've really never let anybody become a part of a game this season. How do you attack that defense?
Well, you know, it starts up front. Their two interior defensive tackles shut down A and B gap, and then they have two tremendous speed rushers on the outside that not only are very good against on the pass situations, but clog up the run. And they have two linebackers. I am not very good with names, but I think Mezenine, I can't pronounce his name.
Meisenheimer.
But Meisenheimer, yeah. He really stands out at a kid that just flies around and always around the ball. So, you know, we're going to have to scheme him up and find ways to run the ball. You know, we're averaging like 408 yards running the ball. And the past 2 weeks, we've ran over 600 yards the past 2 weeks against two very, very, very good defenses. But these guys are a different animal. They are very, very solid up front. So, you know, we're going to have to pick our spots and take some shots at these guys and keep them off balance. And, you know, it's looking like it's going to be some good weather. So, you know, hopefully that comes out in our favor.
Well, Coach, I think it's going to be a great game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.